Good morning. My name is Yasu Shimizu. I'm a student from Christ College. It was 10 years ago I stepped into a church, and now I'm studying God's Word at Bible College. It is wonderful to seek God and learn His Word, although it is hard work to do. Let us pray. Lord God, your holy word is before us. Open to us its sacred truth and enable us to receive it, not as the word of man, but as your word which lasts forever. Holy Spirit, be our teacher. Enlighten our minds and prepare our hearts. Lead us into all truth, so make us wise and to salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jim Elliot gave his life for the gospel. In the 1950s, Jim Elliot went to Ecuador to share the gospel with the Yuka people. The Yukas were a violent and murderous tribe and had never had any contact with the outside world. Jim and his wife and five other couples were working on translating the New Testament into their language. The Yukas killed him, Jim, and five other missionaries. Amazingly, Jim's wife stayed in Ecuador and continued to share the gospel. Many of these people came to know Jesus. The gospel was so important to Paul, he risked everything. His life was never the same after he understood it, because it was so valuable. Today's passage will answer three questions. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? What does it mean to be faithful to the gospel? What does it mean to be faithful to the gospel? How does the Holy Spirit help? How does the Holy Spirit help? Let me read verse 9 and 10. God has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Verse 10. But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel is the good news about Jesus Christ. From verse 9, gospel is salvation for us. It's God's calling for us to live a holy life. We are not saved because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. From verse 10, Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality by His resurrection. Jesus promises eternal life for those who believe in Him. The message of salvation comes through the gospel. We need to believe the gospel to receive salvation. Our relationship with God is restored through Jesus. God created the universe and us. The gospel is calling people to repent and believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in him will receive forgiveness and eternal life. Many people from all nations, all ages, and all occupations have accepted this gospel. Even people like doctors and lawyers have given up their careers for the work of this gospel. For me, I heard and believed this gospel when I was in America 10 years ago. Now, how about you? Have you responded to the gospel? Have you responded to the gospel? This verse tells us, believe the gospel and trust Jesus. Whoever believes the gospel and trusts Jesus, he or she does not need to fear death, for they have eternal life. How many people fear approaching their life on this earth? Christians have hope after death. We do not fear the death. Now let me ask you some questions for especially Christians. Do you remember who shared the gospel with you? If you did not hear the gospel, how your life would be? Do you share the gospel and praying for him and her who you love? Share the gospel and pray for them. Share the gospel and pray for them. The gospel always calls for action. It calls us to believe and receive the gift of salvation. Christians are called to share this good news. God is always faithful to us, so he calls us to be faithful to him. Let's now look at what it means to be faithful to the gospel. Let me read verse 5. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Here are two mothers, Lois and Eunice, who are faithful to the gospel. They faithfully taught the gospel and showed their sincere faith to their children. Are you faithful to the gospel? Teach the gospel and show sincere faith to your children and family and someone you love. Sharing the gospel needs faith. You need to trust Jesus. Perhaps Christians resist sharing the gospel because of fear of rejection, being mocked, and suffering. People are concerned about their reputations. People fear losing opportunities. Let me read verse 8 and 9. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Verse 9, who has saved us and called us to a holy life. Being faithful to the gospel means not being ashamed to testify about Jesus Christ. Suffering for the gospel. Paul was an example of being faithful to the gospel. He was suffering and in prison because of the gospel, and under the death penalty, but he was not ashamed. Don't we all fear rejection? Don't we all fear being mocked? Don't we all fear losing opportunities? You might have heard on the news about the new Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird, who is a Christian. He is a good example of being faithful to the gospel. Last weekend, in the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper, on the front page was an article titled "A Premier's Face." The article starts with this: as Mike Baird moved into the Premier's office this week, so did a significant influence, Jesus Christ. Mr. Baird is a proud and committed Christian who once considered becoming an Anglican minister. This is the title on the newspaper. This new premier proclaims that he is a Christian to all people in Sydney. He is not ashamed to testify about Jesus Christ. Are you faithful to the gospel? Are you faithful to the gospel? Don't be ashamed to testify about Jesus Christ. Suffer for the gospel. What else being faithful to the gospel mean? Let me read verse 13 through 14. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Verse 14. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Being faithful to the gospel means holding and guarding the right understanding of the gospel with faith and love in Christ Jesus. How can we learn and keep the sound teaching? By reading the Bible and not changing the contents. I found it very remarkable that this passage said, guard the right understanding of the gospel with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Even no matter how much we know about gospel, if we do not have faith, if we do not love in Christ Jesus, Paul said, it does not work. Are you faithful to the gospel? By keeping and guarding the sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Keep and guard the sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. But it's easy to say all the do's and don'ts, but not easy to do all the time, because we are weak. But the good news is that we don't have to do this by ourselves. God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us. Let me read verse 6 and 7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands. Verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. We need to work out and do our best along with power, love, and self-discipline that the Spirit provides. Do you remember the story of the missionary Jim Elliot? I told at the beginning of this sermon, who gave his life for the gospel in Ecuador. A spirit of power, love, and self-discipline enabled his wife to stay in Ecuador and continue to share the gospel with the people who killed her husband and other missionaries. After many years, many of these people came to know and believe Jesus. If you and I were in the same situation, did we stay there after your loving person was killed by the people who you tried to reach? Work and do your best, along with power, love, and self-discipline that the Spirit provides. Remember and trust that the Spirit of power raised Jesus from the dead. We can have confidence in living for God. Remember and trust that the Spirit of love enabled Jesus to endure mocking, beating, and suffering. Yet, he was still able to pray to his heavenly Father on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Remember and trust that the spirit of self-discipline enabled Jesus to obey to his heavenly Father, even to his death, for salvation of you and me. In verse 14, Paul writes, "This same Spirit lives with us." Let me read verse 14. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Because the Holy Spirit lives in us, we are not alone. God is with us. We guard the gospel with the help of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This is from Psalm 23, verse 1 through 4. Now, trust and be confident with the Holy Spirit, who is with us and who helps us. Guard the gospel with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let me pray for closing. Give to us, O Lord, humble, teachable, and obedient hearts, that we may receive what you have revealed and do what you have commanded. As man lives, not by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, because us ever to hunger after this heavenly food and to find it ample provision for us on our way to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.